Many believe that there's great value, a First Amendment value, in anonymous speech. Anonymity means the freedom to write what you really believe, knowing, or strongly hoping at least, that no one will realize that it's straight-laced you with the skateboarding obsession. There's a certain freedom in that sort of anonymity. It's kind of like going to a place where no one knows you. You can, as trite commercials promise, really be yourself. But the internet has opened up hundreds of new channels for anonymous speech, and not all are as innocuous as skateboarding. Remember Juicy Campus? That website was filled with anonymous posts from those who claimed to be students at various colleges and universities across the United States. Juicy Campus has since shut down, but posters there named fellow students they claimed had venereal diseases, or those they maintained had had multiple campus relationships. And when I say named them, I mean that the anonymous posters used the actual names of the allegedly afflicted and allegedly amorous students. There can be then both great value and piercing harm in anonymous speech. A New York model certainly recognized the latter when she found herself the victim of an anonymous blogger's slashing keyboard. Part of one nasty post reportedly called her a psychotic, lying, whoring, still going to clubs at her age skank. The woman was determined to unmask the anonymous blogger and filed a lawsuit. A judge just last week ordered that the blogger be revealed. The suddenly potentially naked blogosphere went wild. And yet courts have grappled with and ultimately decided these same sorts of cases for many years. Just a few days before the anonymous blogger decision made headlines, a federal appellate court in Maryland held that a person who wrote some incorrect and damaging information about a company in an anonymous letter could be unmasked. As that court put it, the law has typically protected anonymity only in connection with literary, religious, or political speech. And while the internet may have changed the world, it hasn't changed that legal idea much. A Tennessee court explained last spring that people who engage in unlawful conduct on the internet, as in any other forum, may be subject to any appropriate legal consequences of their unlawful conduct. More than 200 years ago, a judge strongly criticized those who write hurtful things anonymously. The malicious and malignant author, the judge wrote skeptically, rests in the dishonorable security of an anonymous signature. He found no value in protecting the identity of a speaker who had harmed another and found no protection for that speaker under the First Amendment. That was long before we thought up the word blog. I'm Amy Guida.